Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad.
This is Talisha, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Stay here.
To the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked, and I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul, what you hollering about, money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout, and I got what you want, bet I'm never running now.
Good evening, Dons and Divas, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am Miss Storm, and with me I will have Miss Mobetta and Miss Ray Queen, my fellow divas, host of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy. So we're definitely going to enjoy our night tonight.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Miss Mobetta, how are you?
Hey. What's
How's
going
everything?
On? Everything is everything.
Excellent. Miss Ray Queen will be joining us shortly. She'll be on the air in a few minutes.
Okay. I was listening. I was steady talking. I'm like, okay.
look, me too. But of course, welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy. We are your hosts. Miss Ray Queen will be joining us shortly, and we're just going to recap on what's been going on with us and just bring everybody up to speed with what's going on, and then we'll go into our topics.
Absolutely.
That's how we do here at the Diva Squad at Love Fantasy. What's your fantasy?
Yeah, what is your fantasy?
Good question. Did I ask
that question seductively enough? What's your fantasy?
you put a little sexy to it. I heard you.
Because you know, I could get all kinds of ways. I could be hood. I could be very bougie. I could be it all. Trust me. It's a time and a place for everything, you know.
Excellent. You know it is.
Yes.
But how you been, though? You feeling okay? Everybody's good? Family's good?
Yes. We really can't complain, you know. We can, but we won't. You know what I mean? So, you know, if something is not good, we just got to change it. You know what I mean? And we have to know, and this is for everybody. Everything is a process. Everything's a process. So we're just trying to keep that resonating in our head, you know. Everything's a process. It just nothing happens like that overnight. Nothing, you know. So, but
you'll say you're not going to complain, but I'll say, you know, life has a way of, you know, throwing things at you in all different directions, you know, and different tests that we face on a daily basis. And, you know, sometimes we pass the test and sometimes we don't, you know. So
right.
I know with me personally, it's a constant battle. But one thing I've been doing more is just removing the negativity from my life.
Yes.
What's
my
not
question?
For me.
Hey, Ray Queen. Yes,
welcome. We're just recapping and discussing what's been going on and stuff. Miss Mobetta had a sexy voice on for a minute, and she was trying to be very seductive. On the air. She was being very seductive.
I'm trying to be like the guy from the Allstate commercial, you know what I'm saying?
You know what?
How that voice just reaches everybody, you know, that's what I'm trying to do in my next life, yeah.
All right, in the next life.
Okay.
I'm trying to do that now. What's your thing?
Exactly.
I'm going to be practicing.
That's what we just said.
I'm going to be practicing.
I was explaining to Miss Mobetta, because you know how you doing, how's everything, you know, and she's like, oh, I'm not gonna complain, you know. So, and I said, well, I'm gonna say, you know, every day. I was explaining that every day is, you know, it's a new journey, it's a new test, it's, you know, sometimes it's removing things out your life to, you know, present something that's better for you, or sometimes it's, you know, things were there for a season, and, you know, as well as people in your life for a season, and that was time, you know, their time is up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, you know, expressing that and just saying that what I've been working on more is just removing the negativity, you know, anything that's not for me, just removing it. Like, instead of, you know, entertaining certain conversations, I just did it. Like, okay, I'm going to talk to you later, you know, like this way.
Yeah.
I've been doing that a little bit more because, you know, it takes two people to have that conversation, you know.
Absolutely.
And
for any conversation, it takes two.
Exactly. And sometimes I feel, you know, like we fall, you know, we get in the middle of something because we do have an opinion or we do give conversation about certain things, and sometimes it's negative, you know. So
right.
The positive conversations I've been entertaining, the negative conversations I have not, you know. And you'd be surprised like how many people call and it's something negative, you know, it's something negative. So I always laugh, and now, you know, my last, you know, like month and a half, you know, I've been like working on that of like really just ending the conversation before it even gets started. Like once that negativity comes.
Like, ending it. I agree with you 100%, Storm, because you know what? I hate being like a complainer. You know what I mean? That's why people ask me how I'm doing. I'm good. You know what I mean? Because nobody wants to hear my story. I'm good.
Well, we off the air, we'll hear your story, people. Off the air, we'll hear your story.
Again, it's a time and a place for everything, like I always say. You know what I mean? But you got to
remember
that just that. Yeah, but. That's just a whole negative thing. Like, yeah, but.
Right.
No, we don't want to hear that.
Right.
Exactly.
And you have to, like,
exactly.
You know, you have to get it, because sometimes I feel like when we sit and we entertain the negative, it's more like the more negative comes into the conversation. It starts off negative, it continues negative, the whole conversation goes to the left. And then when you're talking to someone who always has an excuse for everything, so why you ask?
Then you're just inviting it in. You're inviting it.
Like,
and then it'll follow you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It follows you.
So I've been definitely working on that myself, just working on being a better me. And, you know, I have been at church every Sunday, you know, so I've been definitely doing that more.
I have. Did that sound negative or was that a truth?
That was the truth. But you're going to go when you can go, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I love church. I love my church. I do.
Okay.
It's just that I haven't been because I haven't been home. So... You know,
right, so that's why. Yeah.
See, but other than that, my church.
I've been making that trip. You know, I've been making that trip, and then this weekend
was
really busy. I actually did this. Well, Mom had me busy this weekend, but I actually did the. I ushered at a funeral Saturday morning. There was only two ushers there. I just want to say that there was only two ushers there. It was me and Mom, and Mom was sick. So I was the usher by myself that stood there the whole time. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but I'm not being negative. I'm just venting, you know. but it was when I tell you, it was a wonderful service. It was a wonderful homegoing ceremony. And I brought it up to say this. We were talking last week, Wednesday on the show, about having a memorial service and reaching out to a church. That's what it was. It was a memorial service because the body had already been sent for cremation. So it had the pictures, you know, up there of, you know, the loved one. And it was a memorial service about that person. So when I tell you, it was really, really nice. And I brought it up to say we had just talked about it last week, Wednesday, and then Saturday, that's what I went to. And I didn't even know I was going to it. I just know that Mom said she didn't feel good and she had a uniform that she needed me to put on because I told her my uniform was at home. I thought I was getting out of it. And she nicely went in the closet and said, you're going to wear this uniform, you're going to wear this slip, you know, and I got shoes for you too. So.
Oh my gosh.
The whole get up. You go, Miss Apple.
Yes. So, but that's
yeah,
fine.
The whole get up ain't no getting out of nothing.
Yeah, and that's what she did. So that was the moral of that story. But Rachel, how was your trip? How was your weekend getaway?
Oh my gosh, it was so awesome.
Excellent.
So awesome. The drive was too long. I'd rather fly. I cannot do that.
That drive
I'm
is
older.
Long.
I can't do that long drive. Yeah.
Yeah, that drive.
And you know me, I'm
bullheaded.
I'm the Ram. So I'm like, nope, I'll drive the whole way. Nope.
I'm driving.
Yeah.
The whole way. You don't trust anybody driving.
Y'all know me. I have when I'm in anybody's passenger seat or back seat. So I exhausted myself driving there. So I definitely wasn't able to, you know, to jump into all of the activities because I didn't have the energy. And then prior to coming home the next day, I had to make sure I got plenty of relaxation, plenty of rest. So I didn't drink a lot, which I don't anyway unless I'm home in my bed. But it was awesome. So awesome, so much fun, crazy, and just I enjoyed. I saw all of my family, stayed with my mom, and, I mean, everything was so awesome.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. So, look, that was a good weekend.
Yeah.
So, everybody's been good. So, we got some great topics tonight. So, I'm definitely super excited about them. Miss Bonbetta, you ready, girlfriend?
I am. But I do, I asked my friend asked me, you know, I'm going to mention this one thing. It's just with the African American Educational and Cultural Festival, they're sponsoring. They're having a benefit fundraiser, and I don't know if y'all remember Lanny, the DJ, DL Swift.
No, I don't remember.
He's from Southampton, I believe.
Anyway,
yeah, you remember Lanny?
Yeah.
So on September 14th, they're having a benefit. Out in right there in Calverton at the Long Island Sports Park. So you know, the VIP tickets are $100 and the general admission is $65. Yeah. And and if you get 8 tickets, it's $400 for 8 tickets. If you go with a group of 8, then it's only $400. But he's been going through it medically, and then he ended up homeless and all kinds of stuff. So he's been going through a lot of stuff. And,
Kid Lanny?
Lanny. DJ Lanny.
Oh my
God. Well, DL Swift is what he goes by now, but he is the and it's being hosted by the comedian Pernell Holloway. He was on BET.
Okay, I know who that is.
And he's hosting, and it doesn't really say what's included in the package, but
we might have
the VIP reception starts at 7 and general is at 8. Well, the VIP is $100 and the general is $65. And that's on September 14th. So I'm going to post the flyer on my page for anybody who's listening and, you know, wants to see any further details or whatever. I'm going to post it on my page.
And all the proceeds go to him?
I'm not sure if they all – I know he is – why they're doing it. So I would hope so, because this is a not-for-profit organization. So, you know, so they have a fund. They have a fund all the time, though. The African-American Education and Cultural Festival, it's Health and Wellness Fund is what it's called. So they have a fund set up all the time where they help people, you know. So, you know, I would assume that these proceeds will be going to him, or at least a portion. So, you know, I'm going to post it again on my Facebook page and maybe my Instagram page, too, and you can see. So, you know, you get more information from there.
We're going to have a fashion
caller,
show. Lady.
Yes, ready whenever you are, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Dave,
so I just wanted to mention that. Let's go.
Dave?
Yes.
Hello, Dave.
Wow. Hey, Dave.
What's up?
What's going on, ladies?
Hello.
So much. Thanks for joining us tonight. What's
up? Thank you.
Let me tell you why I called. I was listening to the broadcast on the internet, and I heard Miss Mobetta give her enactment of her sexual voice. So, being that I was in a compromising position, I couldn't respond at the moment. So then Storm commented on her, you know, enactment of her sexual voice, right? So let's just say, at that time, following that incident, I just, the first thing that came to my mind was clean up in aisle one. Because that voice was so sexy.
Oh, wow. see what happens a little better with that voice? See what happens with that voice?
Let me ask you something, Dave. What's your fantasy?
Well, that part fulfilled part of my fantasy there, my dear. Because that was like the foreplay, you see?
Oh. Okay.
So now we can go right past the massage. We can go right past all that blowing in the ear stuff, and we can just go get down to business after that, because I'm telling you.
Just some and then
okay.
it does resonate. It does ring bells. Huh? Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm gonna keep working on it.
Let me tell you, I'll tell you what. If you do that, you'll be able to reverse what Moses did. He parted the Red Sea, but you're going to bring it right back together.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn. Hell,
yes.
So, Ray Green, how are you, my dear Ray Green?
I am awesome. Thank you. I'm awesome. How are you?
I am good. I see you're doing very good things. I'm earnestly very happy for you. And
thank you.
And definitely for the children, because, you know, they didn't fall far from the tree at all. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, I got to congratulate you. You're doing a fantastic job. Fantastic job.
Thank you so much.
And Storm, I have to tell you, I really am living through your eyes, because I can see that you're doing what you have to do and what you need to do to be a wife. And, you know, to know how to honor marriage. And Rich, the same thing. So, you know, I have to look through your eyes, because if more people can do that, I think the world would be a better place, if they can see with your
power.
Amen. Thank
you. You know what I mean?
I know that.
Amen.
Yes, we appreciate you, Dave. Thank you.
Yes. Awesome.
Look at
so
that.
Much.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Look at you.
We always show
back
so
like
much
that.
Support.
All right. Yes. That's how
but
you come back to the air.
We want you to stick around and finish the conversation with us tonight.
I'm gonna try to hang around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate
but I
that.
Have one more thing to say to you, Miss Mobetta.
Okay.
Rather than Miss Mobetta, it just should be Miss Greatest of All.
Hey.
Oh,
that's so nice.
You got me blushing. I appreciate that. Thank you. I think, do I need to sing to that one? Oh.
But look, but while we have him on the air, I know he's going to stay for a little bit. Miss Mobetta, if you could just give him the topics, I know he would definitely want to respond. Definitely.
Yes, indeed. So tonight, folks, as we've all been watching the news, this has been everywhere. Tonight we're discussing the fire of Pantaleo, which is the officer that killed Eric Garner. Well, do you think him being fired is a justice, or there's justice still needs to be served? And also, with Jay-Z signing a deal with the NFL, do you think that he sold out, or was that a great power move? Well, I want our people to sign off on that. We want to know your opinions. And the lines are now open for our internet users. The number is 646-716-9789. And we have our first caller on tonight, and we will give him the opportunity to chime in first.
All right. As far as the firing of I don't even call him an officer. As far as being the firing of Pantaleo, it's 5 years too late. And I say that because for 5 years, Garner's family was without him. He couldn't hug them. He couldn't relate to them, couldn't speak to them, you know. And for 5 years, they were going through agony, trying to figure out what's going to happen with this officer.
Yes.
Are they going to get justice? So for 5 years, they dealt with this travesty. And that in itself is a sentence on them And it's like being them being incarcerated for the murder perpetrated against Garner by Pantaleo, you see. So it's, for me, that's what I'm saying when it's 5 years too late, you know. But here's the thing. Firing him is no consolation for what he did.
Right.
What he did constitutes to murder. He had an illegal chokehold, which in the books is illegal by police officers. So if
that's
a police
right.
officer does something illegal, he has to also pay for that crime as other people pay for doing illegal crimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They try to punish illegal aliens, right?
Yep.
They punish illegal aliens. You punish people that do illegal things. So if an officer does something illegal, he shouldn't be on the force 5 more years enjoying his home and his family and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
No.
When
he
is a
feel,
dead man.
Especially when it's murder. It's homicide, right?
That's fact.
So he should, for 5 years, we shouldn't have to deal with that, you know. And the other thing is firing him allows him to still get his pay. You see? He should be incarcerated. His freedom taken just like he took the whole family and the nation. You see what I'm saying? We are part of that because we suffer as Ghana suffered. You understand?
That's right.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
So the whole
and you know what? And you know what? One point, real quick, Dave, before we continue, it's not only did they drag their feet. Now it's like them reliving that situation all over again because they drug their feet for 5 years. They had to relive that. Where you're getting up, you're hearing the testimonies, you're hearing the statements. You have to hear this stuff all over again because they just didn't want to come out and say flat out say he was wrong and you're fired. That's all they had to do 5 years ago. They knew it when it happened.
Exactly. You see, and the thing is, they had a deal for him on the table up until the day when he decided that he's just gonna they're gonna withdraw it. He had a deal on the table to actually just walk away, and you know, quietly, and nothing happened. And he chose not to take that deal. So the day that they fired him, that morning they withdrew that deal that they had for him. You see, so he was still in the, you know, he was still in the good throughout all this whole situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Jay-Z and the signing of the contract, here's the thing. My thing is they both took the bag, meaning, you know, they both took a payout, right? Because, the settlement was already done. Now, Jay-Z can go ahead and go forward with what he needed to because at that point, he's not stepping on nobody's toes. And based on Jay-Z's history of bailing people out of jail, taking care of his families, and all the stuff that he's been doing for our people, I can't see him going in there and trying to put a knife in our back. There's something going on in his head that I think we don't know what's going on yet. But I think he's making the move to make it better. Yeah.
Well, we have to remember also who he's dealing with. Trust me, they might be using his name just like they did with the Barclay Center, using his name to just to try to bring back up their status, and they're still going to limit him. You understand? Because they only hired him as a consultant for the halftime show. That has then they added in there like, okay, well maybe you can help us with social injustice. Well, that's why I don't know if anybody watched the interview with him. He didn't give really direct answers on what is your next step then? What is the next step to saying we have certain items? This is what he kept calling them, items. You understand? That NFL, trust me, they are a den of snakes. They are a bunch of rattlesnakes. And this is why there's already no African-American owners in the league as it is. So they're gonna limit the things Jay-Z can do. So I think people are expecting a little too much from him as far as that matter because we know how the people in the NFL works. You understand? So like he said, we're beyond kneeling, but don't stop protesting. So what do you suggest people do? That's what I was waiting to hear.
Well, here's the thing. And, you know, we all going to have our views. We all going to have our views because we're all independent thinkers. We all have different frequencies, different vibrations. We all have a way, different way of moving, right? Now, the thing is, don't allow our frequencies basically create some kind of explosion, because at the end of the day, we are all still on the same page. As far as Jay-Z, I would rather have him in there as a fly on the wall than not have him in there as a fly on the wall. Because here's what happens. When he's in there, they're going to say things that none of us ever knew that they were saying. So at least he repeats it to his wife. His wife may repeat it to somebody else. Hope, yeah, keep hope alive. Let's do the Jesse.
We hope. We can only hope that this is what this will take place. Now, hopefully with him, and I get what you're saying. Hopefully with him being in the sector, that it'll change their conversation. You understand what I'm saying? Because trust me, they still gonna have those private conversations going on, because they will not. And I want y'all to mark my words on it. They will not let Jay-Z go in there and control anything. But that halftime show. But that halftime show. Like I said, it's my opinion. I don't see it. I don't see it.
I have seen greater things come to an end, and I've seen greater things penetrated because of the will of the people. And I believe the will of the people is going to be his backbone. The will of the people, the energy from our minds, wishing him the best so that he can accomplish the task for us. That is what's going to generate. That's what's going to elevate. That's what's going to perplex him to the position where he needs to be. Remember, God doesn't call the prepared. He called those to prepare them for his work. You see, so this is what he's doing. He knows that he's not prepared to be in that place. But what he's going to do, he's going to hear him based on the energy that we transcends to the heaven, that's going to come back like light into his head. So fear not, my sister. Just know that
I ain't fearing at all, but I am going to be a realist on the situation, because I know who we're dealing with. You understand? So, I mean, I do. I hope things do change for the better, so we can get past them not seeing why the protesting is going on and different things like that. You understand? So I hope we can. And as a people, stand behind the situation, stand behind him being there. But again, I know why he's there. It wasn't there. He's not really there for social injustice. And this is where people are getting it confused. And this is why he really didn't have a lot of answers for the people that were coming at him. Because why he's there is to control what goes on during the halftime shows. Now, the thing people are mad at him the most about is because he had people that predecessors go in there, and he shut them. He told them not to do it. You understand? He's like, nah, don't do that. So why all of it? What's the change now? Why change it now that they offering him a check and you stop somebody else from getting theirs?
Okay. Well, what do you think?
You understand?
What do you think is going to come out of it, though?
Well, again, I don't think all it is, they're just going to be careful how they speak around him, certain things, because a lot of the dealings are not even going to be directly with Jay-Z anyway. They're going to be with his company, which is Roc Nation, which he has people that are, you know, that he has a whole team of people that go in there and like, oh, okay, well, this should go on. We're going to put the show together like this. That's why he's there. He's not there. He wasn't there. He wasn't hired for social injustice. They just asked him, could he help out with that? So this is, people got to be very careful. You have to pay attention to detail when they're talking about somebody getting a position. You understand? So now he has a sports agency and all kinds of stuff. So, but like I said, what makes it different that they offering him a check to do something, but when Jermaine Dupri and Gladys Knight and all of them were going up there, he was like, no, don't do it. Why would you block their check?
Let me just interject real quick.
The reason
I'm so optimistic about his entrance into the position that he's in now is because, one, I don't have a hate or love relationship with him. You understand? The other thing The other thing that keeps me optimistic about the whole situation is that, unlike Orange 45, what he does has no bearing whatsoever on my finances. None whatsoever. So him going into that position or not really has no bearing on my life. So that's why, again, I'm so optimistic, because what I can do is look at the glass half empty, or in this situation, I'm looking at it as half full. Because
how often do you watch sports? How often do you watch sports?
I do not engage in sports like that, because I know how sports can be, as far as from the Athens, Greece, and the arena, and what the sports hold, the whole essence of sports was about. Sports was basic death sentences for entertainment, you know, the shedding of blood. So that's why I really don't, I'm not really into sports the way I used to, because once I came to the knowledge, then I just basically started deleting sports out of, you know, out of my existence. So that's where I am with the sports. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
I don't really know much about sports. Go ahead, Storm.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, I don't really know much about sports, to be honest with you. Only thing that I was listening to what you guys were saying, and yes, I feel like it's something that he told them not to do it, but then he turned around and he did it, you know, but I feel like when people ask your opinion, you give them your opinion, but ultimately it's your own decision that made you say no or say yes. So, giving him too much power. Like, they asked the question, and I guess he felt that they shouldn't do it, maybe because he wanted to do it. Who knows? But reality is that ultimately the final decision was theirs, and they chose to walk away from it. Now, if he's in charge of the halftime and that's it, then, I mean, he really don't have much of a say-so. Just my opinion. Like, if you're in charge of halftime, then halftime is just like any job you go to. You're responsible for this. You're responsible for this. Everybody has a different job to do, a different task. So maybe that's the task. I guess only time will tell, and we'll have to wait it out to see, you know, how that works out. But I personally would like to see.
Right. We're going to give
him do the right thing, even though when you put a whole bunch of people together, you know, yes, certain people aren't going to say certain things, that are going to do certain things. Yes.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they're not hinting to it, or they're not making it known that this is how they feel, you know?
Well, you know what, Storm? This is another point. Wait, real quick. And then I'm probably going to have to jump off the situation. But if you're that big, you know your name rings bells everywhere. You understand? Why pick the NFL to start with social injustice when he could have did social injustice anywhere? He could have got together with Colin Kaepernick himself and did social injustice. You understand what I'm saying? Why would you step into the den that you think that is blackballing Kaepernick and other people because of their protesting? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you start a social injustice outside of the league? And go at them. Why would you go in there inside? You think you can go inside the league and change things? That's why I said people got to be very careful. Read the fine print when you hear somebody got a position somewhere. You have to read that fine print. So he could, even though the NFL is a very big platform, because the sports is very one of the biggest entertainments in the world, pretty much. So, but still, that was something that you were totally against. Now, all of a sudden, I can go in here and make a change. That's like Kanye going in there speaking with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, here's what's going to happen. They didn't get where they are by themselves, right?
Right.
And when you're in that position, unbeknownst to us, some of us, and unseen by some of us, they have what are called handlers, right? So there are people that actually allow them to exist, but they also dictate to them what they need done, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So to maintain the level where they are, it's like with Oprah Winfrey, right? We would think that she is so rich and so powerful that she doesn't have to do what people want her to do. But we saw that's not the case when she decided to do the Michael Jackson thing on
right.
Even like that, people that look like us, they talk like us, right? But at the same time, some of them are not us, you see.
Right.
So that being the case, look, all of us isn't going to make it through that hole, right? Some of us are going to have to get left back. But at the same time, and I got to go scriptural again, you know, he said, look, I create good and bad, I life and death, you know, and he creates everything. So if you believe that everything has a purpose and everything has a premise, then what you would say is, you know what, I have no control over that. The creator has control over that. So let me just step back and not get in the way and let him fulfill whatever destiny needs to be done. Because really and truly, you per se don't have any control on what happens there. We can only voice our opinions, which is good. Sometimes they get heard. But at the same time, we have no control over that. But the things that we have control over, that's what we can focus on. Those are things that we can basically benefit from, because that's the thing that help us in our personal lives, right? That's what help us. When we take on these things, these negative things going on through the world and through media and through radio, all it does is affect us negatively, and that adds stress onto us. That which we cannot change, let it be. We can discuss it, we can talk about it, but don't let it get into your veins. Don't let it get into your
heart. Well, we can't let it beat you down. Oh, absolutely not. Because what it's going to be is going to be good, better, and different.
Yeah.
It's and everything happens what it's supposed to. So it's either a blessing or a lesson. It depends on what you get out of it. You understand? Because like you said, we can both see that same glass. You can see that's half full, I can see this half empty. Whatever.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, now, and that's just how the brain works. That's just how life itself works. You know,
just to transcend to something else real quick, and then I'll jump off. I saw a video with this gentleman, a father, and he had his kid. I don't know if you've seen it. The boy was like 9 years old, and he's had his son, I think, for the past like 8 years, because the mom was away in prison, right? She came out, filed for custody, and got custody of the kids. So basically, the father and the son was there crying, and the son was like, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. The father don't want him to go. But then the state came and took the son from the father. How do you guys feel about it?
Oh,
that's completely unacceptable.
I agree.
That's unacceptable. Honestly, I say that, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I think that that's unacceptable, because he has a child, he's raising a child, he's taking care of the child, he's doing right by the child should stay with the father. This child should not be removed from the father's custody and given to the mother, regardless if that's the mother or not. Just my opinion.
Yeah. She could have got visitation or something.
What happened?
Go ahead, Ray.
What probably happened was the father never had to enter any situations as to where he had to claim as the custodial parent. Yes, and then and the mother did actually have to go through the courts and this and that and the other. And because she went through the courts and had that documentation, all he had was just, okay, it's my son and he's living with me. He never had to go through that custodial parent stuff. So that's probably why she was given the custody.
That's messed up, though.
Maybe he wasn't on the birth certificate or something, but it's still messed up that happened. And it was a little selfish of her to even go to court like that. You know what I mean? Could they have worked something out to say, listen, you know, I'll get him holidays, weekends, or whatever, you know, vacations or whatever. Because he's been there. And not only that, a boy really needs a male figure in their life. Really young men need a male figure in their lives. So, I just think she should have allowed the boy to stay with the father. You know, especially like Storm said, if he wasn't in any harm's way with the father, why take him out of that element? Y'all couldn't share?
Yeah.
You know, I think that was selfish.
Good question, though. Good question.
Yeah. Wow.
Definitely good question. And Dave, what's your input on it? How
do
you feel?
Well, I just think that she saw the boy as a check, you know. She just getting out of prison. He's extra income. Who cares about the father? Because I mean, I was a mess with him for the past X amount of years. So it's not like they have a relationship. So basically, it's a cutthroat world, and she just, you know, she's just the one with the sword at the time.
Right. That's terrible, though. That really is
bad. Because it's going to have the boy resenting her. You know, hopefully, mm-hmm. I mean, their relationship can change or whatever, that it's not that way, but he'll resent her because now you just came out and just been gone all of this time. Now you just want to strip me out of my element. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, why?
Mm.
Well, some of you might not want to speak on it, but what about all these suicides by cops up there in New York?
Oh.
You said all the suicides by cops?
Yes, cops.
Yeah,
it's
cops
nine
committed
cops
suicide. Yeah.
Committed suicide. That's right, nine officers.
No, guilt. They're all white? Wait.
Somebody
wait.
Said guilt?
I'm
yeah.
sorry to say, but were
wait,
they all white?
I said
they
guilt.
Are.
Yeah, yeah.
I said guilt, and someone else said, are they all white?
That explains it then. We don't need to talk about that anymore. That's because there's no black person that's a police officer in New York. Because, first of all, black police officer in New York is going to be making a lot of money, especially Suffolk County police officer. But, that's why the white police officers can't handle it. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
You oh, wow. Okay. okay.
You know,
so I think depending on the situation, I definitely have to look it up to see a little bit of information about it to see what the background of it. Because initially, I'll tell you when you first said it, I said. Okay, guilt. And the reason I say guilt is because usually when you hear about something like that from them, it's something happened, you know, it could be something, you know, embarrassing, or it could be something that they did that they broke the code. You know, there's a lot of different stuff that they could have done. And I automatically feel like it has something to do with guilt, not wanting to carry the burden or not wanting to be exposed, you know, that's automatically what I think of. I mean, it could be far-fetched because I don't know the situation behind it, but automatically that's what I think of to me.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, here, let's expound on that a little bit. I think we all here, like, in some kind of medical psychiatry field or whatever, I think all of us here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, let's look at the dynamics there of the mindset. So this is only nine. Now, you know, when there's nine, there has to be nine more, and then nine more beyond that, because that's like compounded interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking that into consideration, now we have to understand that once there's nine and nine and 99 and 199 and so forth, now we have to figure out who are the rest that are under this predicament that we are dealing with on a daily basis. So now we have loaded cannons that are interacting with the public on a daily basis who has certain biases.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm
going to
stop right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like where you're going with that.
Yeah, well, that's the whole problem. And you know what I mean? Because what's happening with that blue wall that they have going up, if what the good officers, quote unquote, are not checking the bad ones. So then when something is exposed, like Storm was just saying again, they start jumping ship. It's easier for them to kill themselves, which is a coward way out, whatever. You know what I mean? Because you got most of them that have killed themselves have family members and different things like that. So now it just leaves so many things dangling. They don't even care.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. They're coming to work every day that they're working with that mindset. This is what I'm trying to show you.
Exactly.
So this is how volatile that situation can get. Because, watch, at any moment, this person can lose it and start to kill himself. So killing yourself, you're not going to worry about the people around you. So this is what I'm saying. The mindset of that person, of the nine and the 99 and the 109, the mindset of these people are interacting with the public on a daily basis.
Think about it.
That's
like,
not normal.
Right. Back a while ago, you were hearing about these crazy white people that got stressed out about working in the post office and went and shot up the whole place. Crazy white person shoots up the whole place. work in a post office or work for the postal service. I'm just saying, black people don't do certain. I'm an African American person, as we all know. So I'm speaking for my peoples, and I'm representing my people at all times. But we don't do certain things. We just don't do. We're not taking no gun going to shoot up no movie theater. We're not taking no gun going to shoot up a school. We're not going to kill ourselves. There are some of us, but for the most part, you don't see. You're not going to see. I'm sorry. You're not going to see too many black people. That's a cop going to kill themselves.
Ray Cream.
Yes.
Yeah. Before 1988, you might have been maybe a year old in 1988.
I'm still kind of old school too now. 88.
But,
I was not a year old. I was. Oh my gosh. 88. I was just about out of high school.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you, you look so young and beautiful that in 88, I'm thinking that you'll be a year old. But I still got to spank you. Before 88, before 1988.
Wait a minute, did he just say spank or sank?
He said spank.
S-P, okay.
Yes.
S-P, yes.
Right. The one that, when done, feels euphoric.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go there with you, Miss Greatest, because I know what you're going with that. But anyhow, let me go back to the left right here right now. But listen, before 1988, Ray Cream, what did you call yourself? Because in 1988, that's when Jesse Jackson was running for presidency. And that's when the term of African-American came in, because that's the term that he used to describe the people that he wanted to vote for him. So before 1988, what did you call yourself?
I called myself an African-American. As far as I can remember, us black people, us African-Americans.
The reason I'm
Native
that.
American. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm Native American.
You're Native American. I'm black.
Right. So
say it
loud. Right. So when you use the term African American, it takes away from the power of calling yourself black. I am a black person.
I'm a black queen.
Right.
Queen.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
remember, because Solomon said, I'm black and I'm proud.
And proud.
Thousands and thousands of years
loud.
Ago. Huh?
Say it loud.
So, yeah, now that I spank you, but I didn't even have. You know why I stopped leaving marks? Because the last thing I need is for a knock on the door and I'm being accused of some kind of abuse. Even though when you look on my neck, you see hickeys. When you look on my stomach, you see fingerprints. And when you look on my backside, okay, I'm not going to do it.
We're jumping into a whole different topic here. And
I love it,
though.
I love it.
I know. Ew. Time is of the essence, and we don't even have 10 minutes left of the show.
We could
definitely talk about this this type of stuff all night long. But it's coming to that time where we normally go around the circle and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for calling in. And we always love when you call in and give us feedback and little spankings and all that good stuff. So we're going to start off with our caller, Dave.
You know, I'm going to make it short, but hopefully within the time span, I hope to give enough information to both you, to all of you, and the callers that are listening. Because one thing that really strikes me about conversations that we have, right? If you really look at it, if you look at the vibration and the frequency that is displayed when we have these conversations, is as if we have known each other for many years. It's as if we have actually met on weekends. and went out to dinner and movies and all these different things. That's the kind of frequency that we're feeling right here, right now,
right? Even though
most may not even know, we have never, ever met in the physical realm.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So it's just the soul connection that we have that allow us, right, to express ourselves in this manner. And it's like we know where each other is going. We know the frequencies. We know the vibration. You know, we know each other in a more intimate sense than we ever should. Because here's what, we are connected. We are grounded to this universe. We are grounded to this world. And I just want you guys to know that you radiate the essence of life. You are the Mother Earth, you see.
Thank
you. So I want you to know who you are. I want you to express it every given day, every given hour, every given minute. Because what you accomplish, no one else can. We as men, we can't do it. It's up to you. You have the whole essence of life. Everything that's in the stars is in you. Every element is in you. And you know it. They try to keep you from it. But you go ahead and be you and watch the world change because of you. I love you. Oh. Richie, I love you too, my friend. Y'all be good.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you.
We love you too, Dave.
Love you, Dave. Thank you so much.
But that's enough for you. Thank you, Dave.
That was nice, though. That was deep.
Yeah,
was deep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go, Dave.
That was deep. All right, so I'll go first. I'll go first. I truly enjoyed myself tonight. Definitely enjoyed myself. Miss Bobetta with her super sexy, seductive voice. Had the caller calling in, you know, definitely representing. You know, Miss Ray Queen got her spanking tonight. She got her spanking tonight. But the topic was great. Exactly. The topics were great. I enjoyed them. I'm sure the listeners and callers enjoyed them as well. I was going to say something. I think that the Eric Gardner situation, I didn't know that there was a plea that was put on a table where he could have walked away and pretty much got and didn't get anything at all. I didn't know that. So that right there surprises me. Well, I'm going to say it surprises me because when you hear that someone has killed someone, you never hear that there's a deal on the table that they get nothing and they just walk away. You know, you don't hear that often. So for me to hear it tonight, that definitely, you know, baffled me a little bit. But I feel like the officer should definitely get what he deserved. You killed someone. You know, you should not get paid leave. You should not get your, you know, all these benefits and perks. You should not get any of that because in all reality, you're a murderer. You killed someone. So therefore, and it's an illegal chokehold. You didn't have to do it. You chose to do it. So you made a conscious decision to take someone's life. So to me, I feel like you do need to pay the crime, you know, because you did it. You know, when it comes down to the Jay-Z, you know, situation, I feel like with him, I'm curious to see what he's going to do because are you only in charge of halftime? Do you think that they're going to give you more leeway to give feedback on different things and ask your opinions when it comes down? I'm curious to see what the end result of that is. But I enjoyed myself tonight. I thank you guys as always, and I'm looking forward to coming back next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. Passing the mic over.
Amen, amen, amen. Ms. Storm definitely said it all in a nutshell. I just piggyback on that. I definitely do. Again, thank you, all the calls and listeners. Thanks, Dave. Big shout out to GQ Palace. I ain't going nowhere. And our CEO and our executive, Mr. Rich Money, Storm, my diva Storm, Miss Mobetta. I love y'all. I love y'all.
I love you too.
Awesome show tonight.
Love you too.
I'm passing on the mic. It's on you. So what you gonna do?
Hey, grab it. Yes, indeed. Again, we appreciate everybody for listening and calling in. And, you know, and I know y'all going to hit me up on my Facebook because you do all the time.
I appreciate that, too.
And as far as our topics tonight, our hearts and prayers go out to peace for the Gardner family from the GQ Palace radio.
That's right.
You know, because like I said, now it's like that was, they had to relive that all over again. And I pray for peace for them. And I pray that, that true justice is served. So, you know, and as far as Jay-Z, you go get that check, just make sure your soul is not attached to it. So, you know, on that note, I'm sucking up the deuces. We're going to catch y'all the same time next week, 646-716-9789.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Night, night, ladies.
Tell me how you want it.
You for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. You press about that with your friends say. G63 is with your Ben say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, it's out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gonna respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
I be treating you like every day your birthday. Them hoes ain't f***ing with you on your worst day. I got you on a new level like with first day. When you feel down, I pick you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger so much ice can push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, told them hoes I wish them luck. Talking relationship goals, this could be us. Yup, 24-7 with the 411. When you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. Cause I got a million in the stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
I know you in the worst way. Yeah, anniversary. Want to shoot up on my birthday. Cause I know they keep you thirsty. Ain't no playing it to death, boy, we just going to rest. 365, you the only one I trust. No, I can't get enough. And all my ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out. Talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.